You're listening to Noise Complaint here on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting to you live from UBC's Vancouver campus, located on and around the unceded ancestral territories of the Musqueam, Squamish and Tsleil-Waututh people. This is Noise Complaint, and it is my pleasure to introduce to you Blue Rivera.
So then go. You know time ain't moving so, so far, it's breaking me even. You're leaving and it's shame. Everywhere that you said, I should have kept my mouth shut. But yeah, now I know there's only. Yes, I'm just a bit
set for you guys. Next song is called She Talks. This is a song that's going to come out later this summer, and we hope you enjoy the performance.
She talks words from mouth like patience, so we can be no filter, hope is silent with her.
Give it another shot.
She talks words from mouth like patience, so can never filter. Hope is sweating with it. Are we growing quicker? Eyes are sharp with bitter. Set down on the moonshine. Us talking upon that. And she asks me. So far I'm obsessed.
Thank you.
That was Funk. We released that song on April 5th. Speaking of releases, we have a song coming up. It's called Walk Your Line. It's going to be out on June 4th. You guys can follow us on Spotify, on social media as Blue Rivera. And yeah, this is going to be Walk Your Line. Left, and this one's actually a song that we recorded a while ago. It was part of our first EP, and it's called Bad Idea. Hope you guys enjoy it.
Loves his guitar, plays a song for the stars. From the song came a back in gives it more sick burns on those that never fit. Be sure it's burnt down to a crisp. Resentment now comes from this. For you I'd do whatever I could. Paint the stars, you know I would. Don't regret it, cause it's too soon. Lie on my bed, I'm so weak.
that was sleeping. It's gonna come out.
It's probably gonna be the last one that we throw out there. But yeah. You wanna introduce the last one?
So we're gonna do one more actually that we were probably supposed to do earlier, but that's okay.
This song's called Ballad. Initially, it was the first song that we recorded at Hipposonics, actually.
We had five songs with our good friend Nick. And yeah, we really appreciate him. He made this whole vision possible. And yeah, the first song is called Ballad, and it's this one. I hope you guys enjoy it.
In the end, you'll defend.
join New Brunswick punk rockers Motherhood with special guests Montreal's Samoy and Vancouver's Space Crash Echoes June 11th at Green Auto. To get your tickets and learn more, visit at Green Auto Music on Instagram and click the link in bio.
The simple joy of riding a bike missing from your life? No worries. Ride On Bike Shop has got you covered. Ride On has the best deals in town for new and used bikes, top-notch servicing, and all the parts or accessories you've been dreaming about. Whether you've got a little one who needs to learn how to ride, or if you're about to go on the Tour de France, Ride On is the place for you. We'll also happily pick up your old bikes and recycle them back into the community. Located on 2255 West Broadway, we are open from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. from Tuesday to Saturday. That's RIDEON Bike Shop. See you there!
Hey UBC students, juggling assignments, exams, work, and relationships can feel overwhelming, but you're not alone. UBC has mental health resources to support you every step of the way. Not sure where to start? The Wellness Info Desk has your back. To get personalized guidance on mental health resources available to you, or if you have any general questions, call the number 604-822-8450. You can also visit them in person at the Life Building, room 1400, hours Monday to Friday, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. You can also submit a question online. Just search up Wellness Center at UBC and click Ask Us a Question. Remember, taking care of your mental health is just as important as everything else on your to-do list. Don't hesitate to reach out. You've got this, and UBC is here to help. You're the new MC, you got the
remix. Tune in to Canada Post Rock with your host, P-Bone, where he plays the best in post-rock, experimental, electronic, noise, and anything he can put the word post in front of. Fridays, 7:30 to 9 p.m., only on CITR 101.9 FM. I mean, if you had a radio show, P-Bone would probably listen to your show, so...
Hello, you're listening to Noise Complaint here on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Seth, and I have the wonderful Blue Rivera here in the studio with me. We just had a fantastic set from you guys. Thank you very much. It was excellent.
Thank you.
Let's do a little introduction to the various members of the band. We'll start left to right. Who have we got?
Awesome. My name is Joaquin. I'm the lead vocalist and rhythm guitarist of the band.
My name is Steven, and I'm the drummer.
My name is Hector, and I'm the lead guitarist.
My name is Julian, and I'm the bassist and backing vocals.
Fantastic. Well, welcome to CITR. Thank you so much for coming in. That was great fun. Did you guys enjoy it?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
I want to dive into like the background of the band to start with. There's broadly blood relation. I'm right in understanding.
Probably. Yeah.
How did you guys all come to? How did Blue Rivera come to be? Tell me about it.
Oof.
Primarily, I think it was we actually played in a band in high school together, Stephen, Joaquin, and I,
yeah,
with other classmates. And then we just kept playing. And then we, you know, and the lineups changed a little bit. Like, we've had some other members come and go. And actually, we ended up settling with Hector because, you know, he's our brother and we can all get along. And
So I was going to ask, is it so Joaquin and Julian, you two are twins, right? And right. Hector is your brother.
Yeah.
And then Stephen is here for the ride.
Yeah. He's a cousin. He's a
cousin. Adopted cousin.
So, is it easier all having grown up with each other and knowing each other inside out?
I think so.
Yeah. You know, like we actually, the good part about all being, almost all of us being siblings is that we listen to almost the same music and we have similar taste. And when it comes to songwriting and being in a band, you know, you have to be really honest. You have to just find a way to work as a team. And I think the brotherly link that we have makes us just really open, and it's easy to songwrite with them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Are you all kind of equally involved in the songwriting? What does your process look like? Well, does it vary track to track?
Well, the thing is, but based on like Blue Rivera's history, Julian and I actually started the songwriting fairly evenly. Yeah. Like we used to make songs in our bedroom and just record them. And then once we got involved with the whole band, we kind of started to
present the idea.
Exactly. Present it and then kind of like work around it. And eventually it was like anyone who really has an idea, they can just present it in band practice. And it works a lot better like that.
Some ideas are better than others. That's for
sure. There you go. Holy.
I think that's true of life, though, isn't it, really?
Yeah, absolutely.
So when you're songwriting, where do your songs tend to come from? Is there a process individually for when songs are starting to gestate? What does that look like?
We all kind of, like, 3 out of 4 here actually took or have experience making music on their own.
Yeah.
So what will happen is maybe someone will put down some chords. So say Steven makes a beat on GarageBand or Logic, actually, sorry. And
get your door right.
Come on, that one right. Holy.
And he sends it to us, we listen to it, and then in band practice we'll start it. Same thing, for example, Hector, he's, you know, a guitarist, lays down the chords, maybe puts a riff in there and then we'll look at it together. So yeah, same thing for us as well, like chords and then playing it in band practice. We, you know, try to do it at least once a week.
Just to add, I just to be honest, like I think Joaquin and Julian are like the prime songwriters. Like these guys are so creative. Like I'd say me and Hector take more of a backseat. Yeah. And then when we sort of jam them for the first time, that's where we have our creative input a bit more. And like, you know, we do a lot, but these guys always have the blank canvas. And like, that's, you know, I struggle so much with that. That's like really impressive to me.
They're the McCartney-Lennon.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm the Ringo Starr.
Yeah.
Without the controversy, of course.
Yeah, let's hope you live a little longer as well. do the lyrics ever come first? Joaquin, I suppose, is the main vocalist.
Yeah, you know what? Well, I've always tried to kind of get some lyrics first, but really it's the melodies that kind of pop out. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you're just sitting down, and because we use Ableton, we try to make like loops, for example. So we'll grab a loop and we'll just put it down and sort of start trying to improvise some things. And usually it ends up being vowels or like certain words, but they're not necessarily actual phrases. And then with the help of whoever's there, usually we try to finish the lyrics up. But you know what? We're pretty bad at it. Like there are some songs that still to this day we perform and they don't even have official lyrics, so that's definitely, you know, a little negative of ours, but we haven't tried that. We've never really started a song based on like, for example, a poem or something. No, not really. Yeah.
And what kind of music were you guys growing up listening to?
A little bit of everything, I'd say.
Yeah.
Mostly rock, alternative rock, indie rock, rock.
Yeah.
Classic rock.
We had some influences from our parents. My mom specifically, she learned how to speak Portuguese, so she used to play a bunch of MPV, some música popular, and we'd listen to it. And
is that a genre or an artist?
Yeah, okay. it's like
popular music
in Brazil.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And yeah, Cuban music too.
So
a lot
much
of Cuban music.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
And then.
French music.
Like
Les Colocs and stuff like that.
Yeah. Our mom actually had a cafe in Mexico.
Yeah.
So we would spend about, man, it wasn't anything fancy. It was like literally in
it was our
own
living room.
House. It was our living room. They turned it
into a cafe. And,
you know, Because regulations in Mexico.
I'm just learning about this.
Oh my God.
Be playing. Maybe they told me I forgot.
No. And she would constantly play music. So all day we'd be kind of like sitting down there. And you know, you're 10, 11, unrestricted access to the internet. And you're just hanging out there. There's AC on, you know. It was just a vibe. And that's kind of like where we got our influences from. I mean, you know, I'm embarrassed to admit that obviously we had our little. Not embarrassed, but, you know, you always have that little emo phase in your life. And so we definitely had a lot of influence from those bands, too.
Yeah.
But, yeah, mostly it was our parents. And, I mean, we listened to, you know, like Panic at the Disco, mm-hmm. Fall Out Boy.
Arctic Monkeys.
Yep. So
Strokes.
Much.
Yeah.
Strokes. Like.
All that, like, noughties indie rock.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
I was reading an interview from a little while ago, from back in the pandemic, actually. And you mentioned, like, or whoever it was that was being interviewed at the time, I'm not sure which of you it was, but talks about, like, kind of 70s singer-songwriter, like Bowie and those kinds of people. Were those, like, a big... Do those pop up at all in your listening history? Or maybe this is another Blue Rivera band. You're looking at me very blankly.
I would say the only one I would say is The Man Who Sold the World, but
oh, yeah.
I like the version from Nirvana personally. Maybe I made the mistake of saying David Bowie, but
maybe it's another Blue Rivera out there.
We actually had that issue for a bit. There was another Blue Rivera band then.
Yeah, but no, I think this was an interview with Alejandro, probably, I think.
Yeah.
Was it a virtual interview, like a Zoom?
I imagine Zoom so. It was the pandemic, yeah, so I imagine so.
Maybe we said something about
influences changed.
That's right.
I was going to talk about that, because I was listening to some of your back catalogue over the last couple of days, and like some of the earlier stuff you uploaded has quite like a Latin Spanishy kind of tint to it, which, you know, obviously with, you know, having grown up in Mexico, is that right?
Grew up there. I mean, we were born in Quebec, but then we grew up in Mexico. So it was a great experience, but it was definitely from those earlier times. It was a lot of experimenting with like beat making, because we were in school for beat making, for music production. So that's where it comes from. Yeah.
And then you got into a bit of a French phase.
Yeah,
we had a little French EP.
Made a French EP for called C'est la Vie, mm-hmm. which we released on August 4th, if I'm remembering correctly the date.
Yeah.
We had a whole party, and
we all met. Just for context, we all went to French school together.
Yeah,
that's how we all met.
Actually,
it starts in like grade one, I think, like way back. And so we all learned grew up listening to French music.
Was that in Vancouver?
In Vancouver.
Shout out CSF.
Shout out to
And I saw you have a gig coming up with the Alliance Française.
Yeah, that's right.
So I mean, I saw somewhere, maybe it was your Spotify description or Bandcamp or something, you describe yourself as a multilingual band. Is that something you can? I mean, obviously we've talked about kind of having those Spanish influences, having a French EP. Do you kind of really think about like where do those, and you talked about as well lots of Spanish and French music growing up, is that something you kind of really think about when you're making music, like definitely, or is it like is maybe absolutely. It's time to make a French thing, or does it come quite naturally?
We definitely do, because sometimes we're even caught up like musical ideas. We're like, oh, should we write this one in Spanish or should we write it in French? We'll have a hard time deciding.
That's a really good question. I never actually thought of it
like actually that. Yeah. If I can budge in quickly, this morning I was listening to Spotify, and Mano Negra came on,
mm-hmm.
and I was like, you know what? I think that's also a part of our influences. You know, listening to Mano Negra and how they have music in French and Spanish, in English. I think they have some in Farsi. I'm not too sure. I can't remember right now, but they have music in a bunch of languages. We've always thought, you know, like what... You know, it's not going to hurt anyone if we make music in a different language, right? And it expands people's, like, genre. It's fun.
Definitely. Are there any kind of differences you notice when, if you're like, okay, right, we're going to write this in Spanish, are there any differences in the way the language works or fits together? Do you find there are different, like, you know, aspects to writing a song in a different language?
Yeah, you know what? It's the influence, actually. I find that, for example, if you're trying to make a song in English, you have a lot of influences from different genres.
Okay.
And then I guess with like Spanish, since I sometimes I listen to, like, for example, we'll be listening to some indie bands, or then I'll listen to like Bad Bunny, for example.
Yeah.
And those kind of like I guess the flow
of the language is quite different from English. And so it kind of opens up a lot of possibilities. Actually, we've used it quite a lot, like when you have a writer's block. You sort of think like, oh, what if I say it in Spanish? And then if it works in Spanish, you could be like, okay, well, it's only a small part of the song. You could leave it like that, or you could be like, okay, now I have the vowels sort of like mapped out.
Okay, and like the shape of it.
Exactly. But yeah, I think it's kind of crazy. I think when we do songwriting, I mean, personally, it's just like, and I'm sure Julian feels the same. It's like once you hear something, it always reminds you of something you've heard, and you try to mimic it. And I think that's the whole idea of songwriting is like you're kind of copying ideas unknowingly, but in your mind you're like, well, that sounds good, and it's probably because you heard it somewhere else, and you know. So with different languages, that's how it happens, I guess. But yeah.
Yeah. We've talked a little bit about the past and the present. What's coming up for Blue Rivera? What's in the works? You've got songs coming out quite soon. June 4th, we've got one of the ones we heard today. I think, was there another unreleased song you played today?
Yeah,
Sleep. It's called Sleeping. It was the second last song. We're really excited for that one.
She Talks.
Oh, and She Talks.
Yeah, She Talks. We played three songs. Yeah, so yeah. Walk Your Line, June 4th. She Talks, we're hoping July 25th. And then Sleeping, August 30th. Those are the set dates that we're kind of looking to.
Yeah. August 30th at Green Auto.
It's at Green Auto, we're going to have a gig.
We're trying to make that a big one. That's going to be our main focus for the summer. And by then, all those songs will be released. Wow.
Yeah.
Are they singles in their own right, or are they working towards a larger project?
I think towards a larger project. Confidential.
Okay, we'll keep cards close to your chest for the time being.
But, yeah.
Okay. Awesome. All right. And what's the sound you're kind of? I mean, obviously we heard the songs already, but what kind of sound do you think Blue Rivera is making at the moment? What do you think the upcoming, whatever this mystery project is? What can people expect from it?
That's a good question.
I say it's a blend of genres. I'd say like leaning towards like harder rock.
Harder rock.
And then a bit more emotional, like in some aspects. I think we used to do a little more, I wouldn't say upbeat, but like.
Yeah, poppy.
Maybe upbeat,
kind of
poppy,
thing,
and happy. We're kind of going into, I wouldn't say, yeah, maybe like a bit darker or a bit heavier is a better word. Okay.
Yeah. Maybe think like if early Arctic Monkeys took psychedelics.
Okay.
Like that, you know? Not necessarily like Tame Impala, but sort of like shifting it a little.
Okay. All right. Well, I look forward to it. We'll be listening to the singles with bated breath and looking forward to whatever's to come.
And this
is a bit of a change of topic, but I have to bring this up. Stephen, you are the drummer for the band.
Yeah.
And before it started, Yasna, who's our engineer and who's been running the show, said, oh, Stephen, you haven't got any shoes on. would you like to tell us about this?
Grounding.
Yeah, it's so funny you mentioned that, because while I was playing, I was like, I don't know if I'm going to keep doing this no shoes thing. my foot kept slipping up. So we'll stay tuned on that. But like, I guess the way it sort of happened is I just like find that when I wear shoes, it just feels a bit like, clunky, mm-hmm. like heavy, like my foot's heavy. And so I started initially wearing socks, and I was like, oh, that's way better. And then, of course, in the summer, there's sweat as well. That's another thing. But then my socks, they would slip so much. So then I just went barefoot. And I found that for the last couple months, I've been doing that, and I've had the most success. But then today was a little fishy, so we might have to revisit.
Well, if it helps, Yasna the whole way through was going, he's so good, and he's not even wearing shoes.
There you go.
And you also mentioned that, yeah, a little bit of a superstition maybe. You've been drumming well since.
Exactly, yeah, yeah.
Do any of you guys have any superstitions or any band rituals?
Ooh. Yeah. Today, for example, I mean, practicing before playing is a
must now. Like, we love doing that just because, like, nice warm-up. If you come in cold, sometimes things don't work out. So you got to kind of, you know, warm it up a little bit. We get together and kind of get our heads straight and then
go to the set.
Yeah. Go play. But nothing
maybe
superstitious.
A beer or two.
You know what? One of the other things is the earbud. When you put a little earbud in your ear, that works so well. And every time I haven't had the chance to have it on, it really is hard for me. It's the best monitoring tool for like vocalists, I think, just having a little piece of ear protection on. That one's also another one. And then
I mean, but nothing superstitious.
Well, the rain. You know what? The rain. Oh, every time we have a great gig coming up,
there's, it rains.
It's a rainy day.
It's yeah. more it's of like rain. A.
No, it's just bad luck.
Yeah. yeah.
Is that a sign that it's going to be a really good performance?
Yes.
I think usually it's good, but then less people are there.
Yes, it's like a curse. Yeah.
So,
like a curse.
So note stuff, if you ever see a Blue Rivera gig and it's raining on the day, you're like, this is the day yeah, to go.
Exactly.
This is
going to be a good go. One. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. All right,
yet to too. Find out what a sunny day entails for Blue Rivera.
You guys have played a few gigs around the city. You played a fair few other venues. Are there any particular venues you'd really like to play that you haven't played yet here in Vancouver?
The Pearl.
Pearl.
Okay. Focus.
We haven't played Rickshaw. Either.
Rickshaw. Okay. Yeah.
Rickshaw. And yeah.
We almost got a chance to play at the Vogue too. That would be super awesome.
Super cool. Yeah.
Those three, I'd say.
I can.
Maybe Rogers Arena.
No. You'll come back in 10 years. Homecoming tour to Rogers Arena. Okay, well, it's been fantastic chatting. I really like to end the show with a few little like random questions, quick fire, whatever comes to mind. I've prepped you on one of them, so we'll start off with that, and then we'll go to a few that you're not expecting. I also do a show on Monday mornings called Album Club, 11 a.m. if anyone fancies listening, and anyone that listens will know I really like an album. So I've asked you each for an album recommendation. It could be for any reason, but an album that comes to mind that you would recommend to people to listen to. We'll start left to right. Joaquin, go away.
Sure. My recommendation would be An Invitation to Hers by Hers. It's a great album, and yeah, loved it.
Perfect.
I'd say In Rainbows by Radiohead. I think it's overlooked by a lot of the other albums, and I think if people listen to it once, twice, maybe three times, it starts to grow on them a lot. So, okay. Yeah.
For me, it'd be Currents by Tim Impala. Graham. It took a while for it to grow on me, actually, but yeah, classic. It's classic.
Classic, yeah.
For me, it would be Los Alquimistas Están Llegando by Jorge Benjor.
He had to be different.
I had to be. I'm the bassist. Okay, guys? This is my moment! No, that song is great. I mean, that album is amazing. And the songs and the meanings behind them are great. I invite people to listen to that.
Fantastic. Thank you very much. All right, we'll do a few more quick fires. Dream Festival lineup, Dead or Alive. Three artists.
Oh my lord!
You can shout. You don't have to all three in one go. If an artist springs to mind, shout it out. Yeah, go for it, Hector.
Oh my god! Well, it'd be some guitarists for me. Obviously, it'd have to be Carlos Santana. It had to be Masayoshi Takanaka, and Randy Rhodes.
Look at that! Done.
Good job. Yeah.
If we're going like worldwide, yeah, that's a tough.
Super tough.
Arctic Monkeys. Arctic Monkeys would be sick. I mean, like, our style's kind of similar, but
maybe before their hotel phase.
Yeah,
slows down a little bit. Yeah,
Tame Impala. Mm-hmm. That would be a good one.
I think Pilot would be sick.
I'm not sure I know Pilot.
They're it's magic.
Excellent. Okay, yep, yeah. I'm down for that. I'd go, all right, well, I think we got six artists between you all. I'd come along to your festival, I approve. Okay, two more quickfire questions. Sure. What is a country you'd like to visit that you've never been to before?
Brazil.
Yeah, I agree, honestly. 100%. I think it's a four-way.
Literally. I'd love to go to Brazil. We kind of have the whole, you know, Hector actually got us into Brazilian music because he started playing it during the pandemic. He just picked up the guitar and he was like,
I learned bossa nova, like a
bunch of stuff.
Samba.
Yeah. So it would be Brazil. So
Brazil, absolutely. Yeah. We've learned so much about it and we've never been, and it's just like, oh man. Yeah.
Brazilian tour happening.
That's exactly what I was thinking. Yeah. Okay. And last question. If each of you could play a different instrument to the one you play for Blue Rivera, what would you play?
I'll start. Lead guitar. No problem.
It's coming for you, Joaquin. Yes. You gotta watch out.
No. Actually, Hector.
Hector. Yeah.
Sitting in the back, you know, you want the spotlight. No, I'm kidding. But yeah, the lead guitar for me. I mean, okay. I think it's such a cool instrument, and you know, to play melodies, right? As a drummer, you don't play melodies.
That's true. Drums. Like, no, I'm not even trying to continue this thing. Like, I've always heard drums, and I'm like, how? You know, it's the whole thing about being in the back and you're just like doing your own thing.
It's kind of the opposite.
It's the opposite. You're actually not in front. But yeah, drums.
Grass is always greener.
Well, isn't it just? It's just, yeah, it's great. I'd love to play drums. I'm so bad. They've seen me play. I
I'm going to go out there at the violin.
Oh, nice. Yes.
I don't know.
Didn't you say instruments that we play?
No. Okay. But I was going to say, do you think Blue Rivera would work with a violin?
Is that a missing piece? Perhaps.
mixed response.
Maybe a synth, you know the synth violin?
Oh, you like electronic one?
Like a pad almost, kind of? Like
exactly.
Yeah.
But I said it more so for the challenge of learning it, man. Like,
okay.
It's something about like not having the frets. It's like...
I did not expect that answer.
You're just... Interesting.
And the bow as well, whole different style of playing the strings.
Yeah.
It'd
be sick.
I think I'm going to say lead guitarist, too.
Okay.
I'm going to shout out Julian here. He's the best multi-instrumentalist. He plays guitar, bass, and he's a great drummer. Like this guy, and he sings. Okay. This is everything. Probably plays violin.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much, fellas. Is there anything else you'd like to mention? Anyone you want to shout out? Any gigs? Oh. Reiterate the songs you got coming up?
Let's reiterate the songs quickly. So June 4th, Walk Your Line.
Everywhere you'd expect to find it.
Everywhere. It's gonna be out on June 4th. Then July 25th, She Talks. August 30th, Sleeping. And we're gonna play at Green Auto if you guys want to drop by. And then if we want to shout out some gigs, June 14th, we're gonna be playing first time at Bully Studio.
Oh yeah,
super
that's
excited
right, yeah.
about that.
If anyone's listening from New Westminster, come through.
We're gonna play with Too Much of Anything, Kells, and.
A bunch of other bands. And there's Alliance Française, like we were talking
Alliance
about.
Alliance Française.
Exactly.
And Canada 21st. Day, we have a big one on Canada Day.
Oh, yeah, we
Day.
Do.
Remember Canada, name? Place.
It's going to be, I think, with the...
that one's confidential, actually.
Yes.
I almost Sorry. Leaked it. you guys have no idea what we're playing on Canada Day. It is top secret.
They're a mysterious band. There's projects to come. There's gigs to come.
You know what? We're not even playing on Canada Day.
Red Lagoon's actually playing that.
We're probably playing at Bullies again.
Well, thank you so much, fellas. It has been a pleasure. Joaquin, Stephen, Hector, Julian, you are Blue Rivera. Thank you so much, and we look forward to seeing you around and about.
Thank you so
thank
much.
Thank you for having us.
Appreciate it. Whole you. Team. 1.9 billion hertz. Enjoy. Communicate with designated number 604-822-2487 to relay queries, comments, requests for salutations. Now on with the show.
Oh,